Okay, we're starting Nun Hey Yomid Beis in Baba Kama. Going back to the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua. Arba Dvorim Osas on Potter, Medina Yodam, Mechai Medina Shemayim. The Elohim, Haporetz Geder Befnei Behemas Chavero, which we discussed. V'hakofeif kamaso shel chavero bifnei hadaleika. That's what we're interested in now. So the guy bent over stalks, I guess, of grain of his friend before the fire. So what does Rashi say? Hakofeif kamaso litzad hadaleika. Kidei shetevayer bohaesh. So that's interesting that Rashi puts in a motive. Because otherwise we should say, what do I care what his motive was? He's a mazik, and then that's life. In other words, if you cause hezek to your friend's property, I don't care what your motive is. Your motive is between you and a Kaddosh Baruch Hu. But in dine nezek niske mamon yeshuvi yechayev. So it's interesting that Rashi says kidei shetevayer b'ha'esh. Okay. Now let's take a look at the analysis of the case in the Gemara. Yeah, so the Gemara is Nun Vav Amar Aleph. Amamar. First line. Hakofeif kamaso shel chavero bifnei hadaleika heichidami. Right? Because remember, we want to solve the issue that you're pater medina yadam and chayev medina shemayim. Right? Those are the variables we have to solve. So heichidami. Ilema dematyale beruach mitsuya bedine adam nami nachayev ela dematya beruach shena mitsuya. So if you'll tell me what you bent it over in a regular normal weather conditions, wind conditions, so that you should be chayev in dine adam. Rather, you bent it over in a ruach shena mitsuya, in a non-normal wind. Some crazy gust came along. Okay, take a look at Rashi. Dematale keshekafafa higia bahadleika. Right. So Rashi's telling you that the, you know, the kafifa plays an important role. Biruach mitsuya Hare biyadayim hivir uvedine adam nechayev. So that's very interesting. So Rashi says, why are you chayev if you bend over the stalk in a ruach mitsuya? He says he considers it a maisa biyadayim. That's not considered grama. Even though at the time that he bends it over, it's not, the fire's not there yet. Next Rashi. Yeah, this next Rashi is a very strange one. Beruach Sheina Mitsuya. Demidi de lo salka daitehi. It's something that never would have come to his mind. But the problem with that Rashi is, what do I care? Because why did he do this? Rashi already told us in Nun HaYomid Beis that he was kofef kamaso kidei shetevar b'ha'esh. So what do I care? What's this factor? The midi de lo salka daitehi. What, he's like a... he's like he has ambivalence? Like he has, like he has some kind of psychological condition? It's very strange. What do I care? The midi de lo salka... What do you mean the midi de lo salka daitehi? He bent over the thing for a reason. I mean, he didn't know it would be a gust. And what's the difference? Yeah. These Rashis are strange. The Rashis are strange. So if you take a look at the old famous machlokas, Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, the old famous machlokas. Yeah, the famous machlokas Reish Lakish Reb Yochanan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Itmar. Reb Yochanan Amar Eisho Mishum Chitzav. V'Reish Lakish Amar Eisho Mishum Mamona. In other words, you have a category which is a parsha or a pasuk or so in Parshas Mishpatim of Ki Teitze Eish. Right? Parshas Eish. And the Torah says that Eish, you're of course Chayef. Chayef for Nizkei HaEish. The question is, the old question, what is the address of Eish? What category it is? Well, what is it? How do you categorize it that you're chayef? What are you chayef for? Can't just, say, well, look, you have a fire, whatever, you're responsible for it, or whatever, according to other Rishonim, you could have stopped, or whatever the case may be. I don't get into the details. But the point is, you can't just have an attitude like, oh, of course you should be responsible. It's very nice, of course you should be responsible. But the question is, in halachic terms, how is it that you're responsible? How do you have liability for it? So that's where Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish step in. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Eisho mishum chitzav. Eish is because of your arrow. Take a look at Rashi. Eisho mishum chitzav. Hashaleach es habeira. Mishum chitzav chayvo hakasav. Deihu ka'ovit. Dahavi kizorek chetz. It's mishum chitzav. And what is it? It's just like, right? It's like kizorek chetz. That's okay. Deihu ka'ovit. What's the other side? Mishum Mamona. Kishoro Uboro Shehezico Ukasalka Daitach the Ika Benayu Kigon Shehidlik Begachela Shaina Shalom. Yeah, this is a pretty shocking Rashi. I don't know if any other Rishon shares this opinion with Rashi. The Ika Benayu Kigon Shehidlik Begachela Shaina Shalom. The Rav Yochanan Chayev Dechitzav Hein. Because if it's an idea of me, it's like Kizorek Chetz, right? Like shooting an arrow or a spear. So then, what do I care if it's yours or not? Ulare Shlokish Potter. The Lav Mamonaho. Yeah, that's the amazing thing. Rashi learns that he wants to say, according to Reish Lakish, if the Gachelis is not yours, you can't be Chayev. Because Mishum Amono means that literally that's your mama. It's like mamona hamazik. So therefore, he learns that the gachel, it's not yours, you won't be chayef. And the other, I mean, it's a very hard shita. Tosis attacks him big time. We'll take the Tosis soon. But yeah, so what? But what do you see from this? One second. Yeah, by the way, so usually when you have a kasal kedaitach, yeah, it means like it's a havamina. But over here when Rashi says u kasal kedaitach diika benayot don shehidlik bakachel ashena shalo, Rashi does not mean that that position gets knocked off later. It doesn't. The reason why Rashi put it as a kasal kedaitach, I'm not going to go through it now. If you guys want to do it, you know, on your own. If you look on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara comes to a conclusion that even according to the Manda Amar that says it's Chitzav, he agrees it also has a din of Mamona. It's both. So therefore, the Gemara eventually wants to figure out a Nafkamina even when the Gachelet is yours. Even when the gachelis is yours, but there still is, of course, a nafkamina if the gachelis isn't yours, because according to the Manda Amo says only mamono. Rashi will learn that's Reish Lakish. He'll say potter. Whereas according to the Manda Amar, who says it's both, yeah, but it's still chitzav. So it's a different kind of kasal kedaitach. It's only kasal kedaitach insofar as how the sugya plays out, but not really as a shita. It's not a kasal kedaitach. It really is lamaskana. There really is a nafkamina where the gachelis isn't his, and that's why Tosis, we'll see Eisho Mishum Mamono. That's why Tosis bothers to knock him off, because it's not just a havamina. It really is Rashi lamaskana. Okay, but I don't want to get lost there, but I'm just telling you, you know, if you look at the Rashi's Divrei HaMaschil, V'chime Achar, Demanda Islay Mishum Chitzav, Islay Na Mishum Mamono, Mai Benayo. And the next Rashi, L'chaivo B'dalet Dvarim. That's where Rashi spells out his whole sheet, that it's very obvious that it's what I just told you. Okay? Right. Okay, so let's not worry about it. I just wanted to, you know, clarify, you know, because the kasal kedaitach could fool you. Okay? So, that's the story. Okay. So, So you have this machlokas, Eisho Mishum Chitzav versus Eisho Mishum Mamono. So, Eisho Mishum Chitzav, Rashi says, right, the Iyu Ka'ovid. Meaning, Eisho Mishum Chitzav is telling you that Eish is considered your Maisa. It's Maisa Ha'adam. Whereas if you say Mamono, it's not Maisa. Right? Mishum Mamono is simply that has a din of Mamon HaMazik. Like Rashi says, Kishoro Uboro. And probably the reason why Rashi says Kishoro Uboro is because it has characteristics of both. It's Boro insofar as like it's Mamono because you created it, and it's Kishoro because it's Mahalech. It travels. I assume that's why Rashi says it that way. It wasn't just, you know, an expression. I'm not positive, but that's what it seems. But that's the...
Is he going only going to one shita?
Yeah, I don't want to get lost in the first parak here, you know, with... Lil Hosea, forget it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't want to do that. Okay. So anyhow, the bottom line is that according, you see, according to Rashi, the machlokis, the nafkamino will be gachela she'ena shalo, right? That's what you see according to Rashi. Gachela she'ena shalo, because since he learns it as a din of mamono, so therefore, gachela she'ena shalo, you won't be chayef. That's what Rashi holds. Good. Take a look, by the way. Let's not look yet. Okay. Take a look. Now let's go back to the Gemara, our Gemara. And then we'll come back to Tosa. So I think it'll be smoother that way. So take a look now at our Gemara. So our Gemara. Now I think we can understand what Rashi's saying. Because maybe Rashi learns like this. That really Rashi's learning, see, what's our case? It's kofef kamasal shel chavero bifnei hadleika. So your involvement is only in the kafifa. You didn't create the fire. That's not the case. So it must be that the sugya according to Rashi is going only according to Rabbi Yochanan. Esho mishum chitzav. Because if it would be esho mishum mamono, according to Rashi, you'd be There would be no discussion here. You couldn't have any discussion about it. It's Potter. So it must be Esho Mishum Chitzav. That's the premise of this sugya. So now Rashi learns HaKofef Kamasa Litzad HaDleika Kidei Shetevar Baha Esh. So why does Rashi say Kidesha Tevar Ba'esh? Because Rashi is taking the same approach that we discussed with Shita Saramba. That Rashi learns that is that insofar as the Gavra it does a Maisa Hezek, so then insofar as it's the category of a Gavra doing a Maisa Hezek, so then the intent does play a role, because that it makes it into his Maisa. That's exactly his intent, and therefore we could sit it Adam Amazik. It's not Adam Amazik as like a Chefza, it's Adam Amazik. So therefore his intent can alter whether you look at it as a mere grama or not. So this is exactly how an Adam carries out this type of Hezek. There's a fire burning, and now the guy wants to ensure that his friend's property gets damaged. So he bends the thing towards the fire. That's Adam Amazik, that's a Maisa Hezek, that's a Maisa Biyadayim. And that's why Rashi says, Kidesh Shidavar Ba'esh. Just like the same thing that the Rambam had, the difference between Poreitz Geder Chavero versus Listim, where the intent and the objective plays an essential role. And now, one second, now what does Rashi say on Nun Vav Amud Aleph? And on Nun Vav Amud Aleph, he says, yeah, Beruach Mitsuya. Harebi Adayim Hivir. Yeah, because that's exactly the Maisa Hezek of an Adam who wants to do this. So now, what's the next? That's good. That Rashi's good. Now, what's about the next Rashi? Beruach She'ena Mitsuya Demidi Dilo Salka Daitehi. See, what's Midi Dilo Salka Daitehi? It means that could never have been in his plan, in his machshava. So even though he bent over the comma in order that he should destroy it, even though that is his objective, but his objective did not include destroying it through a crazy gust of wind. So therefore, at the end of the day, you can't consider that the Maisa Adam, because that's not part of his thought pattern as an Adam, as a Mazik. So that's why he's Pater Medine Adam. even though it was the same intent, he wanted to destroy his friend's property. Yeah, but that wasn't the method he was going to use. That wasn't the method. So that's why Rashi's very precise. And you see, Rashi's going according to like the same kind of approach as the Rambam. And therefore, intent does play a role in the category of Adam Amazik. And it'll explain why a Ruach Eina Metzuya, the Gemara says, can't be Chayiv B'dinei Adam. Okay? He was planning... Well, whatever, or he bent it over and made it go at a 90-degree angle. I don't know what he did. The point is that the Ruach Eina Metzuya was not part of his plan. He can't be chayef for that.
What did he...
Forgetting the first Rashi, HaKofev Kamasa, Kidei Shedavar Ba'esh.
I understand, that's why I don't get it here.
Tet. He wants to burn this thing. That's the first Rashi. If he doesn't want to burn this thing, it can never be a Maisa B'Yadayim. That's a because it's not an Adam. Where's the Adam?
So he
Rashi says, Anun Vav Amalaf, the Matalei, Keshekafafa, Higia Bahadleka.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm talking about the rule.
He bent it over. He knew bending it over will allow for a normal wind to get to it. But that's not what happened. What's that?
I got it.
You got it? Okay, good. But now the real Shana Mitsuya got there. So in a sense, he got lucky. but it works categorically, because that was not his plan. And if it's not his plan, he's not an Adam HaMazik. See, I think without this kind of category, without that Rambam approach... It would be like, I don't know how anyone can, navigate these Rashis. Yeah, this is, of course, a case of Esho, because it's, Gemara says next thing, Rav Ashi says no, it's the Chiddush is because it's Taman, and Taman be'esh is Pater. Yeah, David asked the question that if Rashi is learning this way, like in the sheet, like the Rambam, but in Haporetz Geder Bifnei Behemas Chavero, there he took the approach that when it says B'dinei Adam Nami Nechayev, that has to be the Kosel. It can't be the Behema. Because the Mishnah says Pirtzu Alistim is Pater. But according to the Rambam, if it's a concept of Adam HaMazik as a Gavra, so then since his intent was to let the animals out, that is considered a Maisa B'Yadayim insofar as the Behema. So why doesn't Rashi learn that way, since Rashi has that kind of concept here? It's a good question. We started to take up the possibility, but it gets complicated, which is maybe Rashi doesn't want to learn the case. Not so much that he's against the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, if you really knew that was the facts, but he doesn't want to learn the case in the Braisa that when it says you knock down the fence, that it's really to let the behemoths out. Maybe for some reason he has a disagreement about that point. Then why do you have to learn the sugya that way? And Echanami, the Shulchan Aruch is correct, meaning if you really, guy was really, but the only thing is that you'd have to know that. Maybe Old is not Mochiach. It lacks in Hochacha that you're knocking down the thing. I don't know. I mean, that's a possible approach, but I'm not sure. And of course, if I take that approach, so then you'll say to me, well, why is that different than a Kofef Kamaso? Because maybe the difference is that over there, when you knock down a guy's fence, that's the hezek, that's mukach. Whereas clearly by kofef kamaso, there's no maisa hezek there, so it becomes it's mukach that he's doing it. Based on the fire. unless there was something mochiach that he wasn't. Like, let's say he bent it over, you know, to scratch somebody's back. And a chanami, according to Rashi, he definitely would never be chayef b'dinei adam. So maybe that, according to Rashi, has to do with being muchach. Not sure. All right, sorry. Yeah, so, okay, somebody was just asked. Let's say the guy just lied down on the field, and that caused some of the things to bend over, and as a result, they caught fire. Oh, so then you'd be in the category, not of Adam Amazik, but insofar as the Adam is a Muad Li'olam. But insofar as Adam Muad Li'olam, then you would say that's Grumma. That would be Grumma. It would be a Maisa Grumma. So you wouldn't be, I mean, of course, in some sense, you're liable, but not you couldn't be liable in B'dinei Adam. So now that we've done Rashi, now Tosus on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, Esho Mishum Mamono. Second Esho. Chlomar Chiyuv Mamono Yeshbo. Velo sheyeheha eish shelo. In other words, Tosus is learning that mamono is a halachic mechanism. It's the chiyuve mamon. That's the address they gave it. But not that it really has to be literally his. That it's mamono, like in mamono hamazik. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean you have bilus on it. It's when the Torah wanted to categorize why should Eish be chayef, right? How do you create the relationship between that Eish and you such that you should be chayef? So they put it under the category of mamono. It's not considered quite the Reish Lakish a Maisa B'Yadayim. But it has a din kimamon, like chiyuve mamon. So Rash Satosa says, "Dafilu behidlik be'esh shel acher chayev, kida ashkechan beperakakones, bekofef kamazel shel chavero befnei adleika umatya beruach mitzuya." Satosa says, "You see, just the opposite of Rashi, that you see from our sugya." Openly, you see, you don't have to own the Eish, because you didn't create this Eish, it's not your Eish, you just, you know, bent the stalk over, and yet you see the Gemara said that if it was a Ruach Mitzuya, you would have been Chayev B'dinei Adam. So therefore, Tosus is learning, that case is an open Raya, and obviously Tosus is learning that you learn that Sugya makes no difference whether you're learning according to Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. The sugya will work either way. It's nothing to do with an idea of Maisa B'Yadayim and it's Adam Hamaz. Forget it. That's only if you want to try to learn like Rabbi Yochanan, perhaps. But truth is, the sugya goes like Reish Lakish. In fact, that's the Raya against Rashi. V'gabi get shiyotz mitachas apatish. Afagav de mistama mafkirle. Right. Guy starts a fire by banging a hammer, the spark that shoots off. I mean, the guy doesn't think he has bilus on that on spark. Va'od the ain lecha adam she is chayev b'daleika she yafkir hagacholim v'yad legadish shel chavero. Right, any smart guy, what will he do when he starts a fire? He'll be mafkir the gachelis right away, and therefore, he'll, according to Rashi, he'll always be potter. No guy would ever be chayev feish. V'lo kepirish hakuntris, the pirish, the ike benayu, the adlik b'kachela shein shalom. And not like what Rashi explains. Okay. So, Tosus does not force our sugya in a particular shita. It makes the eisha mishum chitzav, eisha mishum amono. Either way, the sugya can go. Because we would never say, literally, it has to be mamona. That's not what Reish Lakish meant. Okay, we're going to do the Nimukei Yosef on Daf Yud Amar Aleph and Dapei Harif, the first wide line. Okay? So he says like this. It's going on the Manda Amar Esho Mishum Chitzav. What? Okay, so Nemuke Yosef says Esho Mishum Chitzav. It's actually the last of the thin lines. Esho Mishum Chitzav Ki Ilu Biyadayim Hiviro Kida Amran. Alright, good. V'ikashi Lach Im Kain Heichich Sharinan Im Chashecha Lahadlik es haneros, vahadlakasa holeches vidigmeres b'shabbes. So if you say Esho Mishum Chitzav, right, then when the arrow hits the guy, right, you're considered what? You're considered a murderer. Right? So over here, when the hadlaka is taking place on Shabbos, you're a Machal Shabbos. V'chein ma'achizin es ha'or b'madura v'holeches v'nigmeres ha'lakasa b'Shabbos. Right? You could light a, what do you call it? Madura, a, what do you call it? No. Somebody help me here.
A bonfire.
Yeah, good. Like a bonfire type of thing. Alright? Ulefi zerehu kilu hevira hu ba'atzmo b'Shabbos. V'kol shekein hu the ilu hachalo neskavin lahavir gadish shel chavero klal. V'hacha ikur kavanaso hi shetidlak v'telech b'Shabbos. V'im kol ze tnan mishalshen es ha-pesach l'tanor im chashecha. U'machizin es ha-or b'madura beis ha-mokad. U'maisin b'chol yom u'chida amran. So the Ran, I mean, and the Muki Yosef brings, you know, of course, from the Gemara Mishnayos, that of course, nobody ever in their mind thought that this is usher, to light a fire from before Shabbos and let it burn on Shabbos. And it's Meisim B'chol Yom. Nobody ever said it's usher. So he says, pretty amazing kasha, huh? A wide application of the idea of Esho Mishum Chitzav. Kina ayin b'milsa shapir lo kashilan sharei chiyuvo mishum chitzav kizore kachetz. In other words, eish is its chiyuv is because of the principle of chitzav. Shebeshah she yatsa hachetz mitachas yado ba'osa shah nase hakol. V'lo chashvinin lei maisa demikanu lahaba. De'i chashvinin lei havalon lemifterei da'onaso. Shein biyada lachzira. He says, nah. He says, when you look at this matter carefully, it's no kasha. Because the whole chiyuvei chetz is that the minute the arrow or the spear or whatever leaves your hand, at that moment, everything has been done. That's your Maisa. And we don't consider your Maisa as it moves in its forward motion. Because if you did, then a guy would always be potter. Because he'd be honest. She'ein biyada lachziri. He wouldn't be able to get it back. V'achanami ilu meis kodem shehispik lahadlik hagadish. Right, if the guy would have died, right? Vaday mishtalei nizak me'achrayas nechasam didei. That if the guy who lit the fire, that if the guy lit the fire, what is it? All right, done. Let's say the guy who lit the fire died before the fire got there to do its damage, right? So now, from whose property do you pay the damages? So the answer is, of course, you pay from the nechasim didei. The hakari kan ki teitze eish shalem yishalem v'amai chayev v'amai machayev hare meis umeis lav bar chiyuvo. El lam shmamina Delav kemanda adlik hashta biyadayim chashvin and lay. Ela kemanda adlik miikara mishas pshia chashvin and lay. So you don't go, you don't say it's as if he lit it when? Now as it's burning, but you're saying kololo masav, his whole action was completed at the moment that he lit it. And therefore he's chayev for whatever ensues because of what he did at the initial moment. Because if he didn't say that, as he just explained, it would turn out the guy wouldn't be chayev to pay if he died from his estate. Okay, because he can't be mechayev a guy who's dead. But the answer, of course, that's not the halacha. You do take the money out of his estate, the achrayus is his, because he did the maisa before he died. V'chein ha-din le'inyin Shabbos. D'chi aschil me'erev Shabbos aschil. U'keman da'agmarei bi'adayim ba'hu idna. The lesbei iser chashiv. So therefore we say the same thing here by Shabbos, that the maisa of hadlaka is nigmeres at the shas hadlaka, at the maisa risha, and therefore when it comes to Shabbos, of course we're interested in the maisa malacha, so the maisa malacha took place completely prior to Shabbos beginning. That is the Nemuke Yosef. I mean, the problem is it's not his answer. It's his kasha. Because the ki teitzeyesh shalem yishalem. So there, you know, you have a gzeras hakasov about the phenomenon of esh insofar as Nezikin. And how do you evaluate Eish insofar as Niske Mama? So that's the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So it's true, Rabbi Yochanan says it has a din kechitzav. Meaning what? Like the Nuki Yosef said himself, it's ke'ilu biyodav hivira. You say, that's a maisi biyadayim. It's no different if he did that, or if he literally lit the fire himself to the guy's house. But how do you broaden that and start asking a question about Shabbos? What's it got to do with Shabbos? Yeah, moreover, I showed this Gemara to Rebbe. Famous Gemara. If you're into like Hilchos Shabbos stuff. The Gemara has the case of Zorah. And then the Gemara has a case in Nezikin of Liba Velipsa HaRuach. So, all I'm interested in is in the end of the Gemara. The Gemara finally says, Ravashi Omar, the last four lines before the Mishnah. Ravashi Omar, ki amrin Zorah v'ruach misayaso, hana mili linyan Shabbos. Now Zorah, how do you work Zorah? You throw the thing, the grains up into the air, and then with the help of the wind, it takes off some of the chaff. It does some of the process of winnowing. Okay? So, why don't you say that's grumma? No. Hana milin yin Shabbos the meleches machsheves asra Torah. Aval hocha grumma ba'almahu u grumma benizakin potter. So, I don't want to get lost in this again. I just want to point out one thing that you see from the Gemara, that you can't just make quick comparisons between Shabbos and Nezikin. What could be considered grumma and Nezikin? In Shabbos, it's a different system because it's a malachas machshavas. the concept of malacha doesn't parallel necessarily when you're considered to be a maisa be a dayim and direct when it comes to hilchosa and this game aman. It's different. So why does the Nebuki Yosef feel compelled to ask this kasha? And you see, he takes it very seriously that he gives a very considered answer, you know, to the question. A real distinction. I mean, why didn't he say, look, you can't ask this kasha? It's no kasha because simply he can't compare Shabbos to this game oven. I mean, Eisha Mishum Chitzav is a... simply, as I said, it's trying to find the reason why the Torah is Machayev, the phenomenon of Eish, a traveling Eish, where your mice is at point A, and this happens, you know, the destruction is at point B. Yeah. And you could also ask it this way. That when it comes to Shabbos, I mean, even if you tell me whatever you think Eisho Mishum Chitzav means, but it's one thing to tell me it's considered a Maisa B'Yadayim in Nizkei Mama, but are you going to say the guy really did a Maisa Malacha? He was an Osek B'Malacha on Shabbos? I mean, he did the activity before. You'll tell me he's somehow related to this thing? Oh, that's very nice, but what's that going to do with the concept of malacha per se? There's an issue to be machal Shabbos. The guy's under, he's not doing an act of malacha on Shabbos.
Mukhi
Yossi is simply asking a question. If we have a principle of Eisho Mishum Chitzav, then how can you light a candle before Shabbos? Or how can you cook, set up a cooking situation before Shabbos? No, he's not setting up an absurd kasha like a straw man to knock him off. He's really asking it. And therefore he's giving you a new definition of Eisho Mishum Chitzav. Because he really does hold Eisho Mishum Chitzav. It does apply. The only thing is, Eisho Mishum Chitzav is that your Maisa is locked up at the beginning.
Right.
I'll look into it more this week, but I believe that's why the Rav holds. The Rav is of the opinion that if on Shabbos, so if you, let's assume you had an electric light attached to a timer, and now you go ahead and you move the pin, let's say to make the light go on earlier, and then it goes on, whatever, 2 hours from now it goes on. Well, let's assume you put the pin in to make it go on. Let's keep it even easier. You put in the green pin that it should go on, and it goes on 2 hours from now. The Rav does not hold that's grumma. He holds because of Eisho Mishum Chitzav, it's daraisa. Because all the factors at the moment you did it were already in motion. Everything is there. And that's not considered grumma. Grumma has nothing to do, according to him, with the idea of time. It has to do with certain qualitative factors. Do you have the elements of the Maisa and its result in place? I'll take a look. We'll maybe get a sharper definition of that. But I do believe that's what he holds. So they actually take Eisho, I think, Mishum Chitzav seriously. But like I said, I'll double check that. I believe it's in, you know who has it? Rav Schechter in his, what's the sefer there? Bikvei Hatzon. I'll take a look. Prepare it for next week. All right? All right, so we'll stop here.